Just don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 28th goes to former Orlando police officer Dennis Turner. Now, I say former because Dennis Turner has been fired, and rightfully so, because this week a newly released police body camera video showed Dennis Turner arresting a 6-year-old girl. Now, I have not watched this video. The reason I have not watched this video is because the way my anxiety is set up, that video will get stuck in my head, and me being the girl dad that I am, I will keep having visions of one of my baby girls in that same position, and then I will have visions of me losing my life because an officer would have to kill me. See, I don't know what it is about the uniform, the badge, the gun that makes police officers forget they are human. But every single one of you men who are police officers, you have a mother, you have a sister, you have an aunt, you have a daughter, you have a woman in your life that you love that you would not want to see any harm come to. Not to mention, you officers with kids, man. You dads, if you love yours, if you love your kids, if you love your little girls the way I love mine, then I shouldn't have to explain to you, you know, how I feel. Okay, if you have a child, if you are really in your child's life, if you are raising your child, especially a man raising a daughter, then you understand the love a parent has for a child, the love a father has for a daughter, because you are one. With that said, there's no way in hell former Orlando police officer Dennis Turner has kids. If he does, child services needs to pay him a visit, because if you can take a 6-year-old girl, put her hands behind her back, and put zip ties on her wrists as she screams for help, you are a goddamn sociopath, okay? You have an icebox where your heart used to be. Now, I haven't watched this video like I told y'all. I haven't even listened. Well, I did listen to the audio because the producer played it for me this morning, but before that, I only had read the transcripts. I read what T.I. posted about it, but I'm going to play some of the audio now, so if you get triggered easily like I do, if you hear stories like this and you don't want them in your brain because you fear your thoughts become things like I do, turn the radio off, okay? Rejoin us in about 8 minutes for the Susie Orman interview, okay? If you want to thug it out with me, though, and listen to this audio, and we just do our breathing exercises later, you know, maybe you got therapy scheduled for later today, whatever it is, there's ways to get this out your system. But in order to give Dennis Turner the proper credit he deserves for being stupid, let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
The arrest happened inside an Orlando charter school. Former resource officer Dennis Turner telling another officer in this video to put a 6-year-old in restraints.
Hey, no! No, I want handcuffs on! No! Don't put handcuffs on!
The incident, captured on body cam last September, unfolding after staff complained the little girl was acting out.
You don't want to?
No, please!
You have to.
The child hauled away to a squad car, begging to be let go. In his police report, Turner said staff wanted to press charges, which the school denies. The video shows employees asking if restraints are necessary.
Yes, and if she was bigger, she would have been wearing regular handcuffs. But
Turner then says his latest arrest is a new milestone.
6,000 people I've arrested over the 28 years. 7 is the youngest. She's 8, isn't she? She's 6. Now she has broken the record.
With all charges dropped against the 6-year-old, days later, Turner was out of a job. Perhaps a bigger lesson learned at school that day.
Not so fun fact. Do you know Dennis Turner was involved in the arrest of 2 6-year-old girls in 1 week back in September? One of them was the girl in this video, and he was fired within days because of it. Now, yes, I'm happy he's been fired, but you have to make people like Dennis Turner infamous, okay? People need to know his name. So when you see his name pop up for future job references or whatever it is he may do in the future, he needs to have resistance, okay? He needs to feel that pressure from the streets, okay? Life should not be easy for this guy, and life won't be easy for this guy because his karma, his energy will always be bad until he gets on his knees and prays for forgiveness and repents for the trauma he caused this young girl. You are responding to a report that a 6-year-old girl had battered Think about that. A 60-year-old girl had battered 3 staff members by kicking and punching them. If somebody calls a grown-ass adult to a school to respond to a 6-year-old who's accused of battery, and that adult approaches the situation the same way he would approach another grown-ass adult, then that's a problem. Okay, you don't approach, you know, a situation like that with malice, anger, or bitterness in your heart. You approach that situation with understanding, love, and empathy. She's 6 years old, people. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. 4 plus 2, 3 plus 3, 5 plus 1, 6. Okay? To me, this is a classic situation of pain being redistributed. Okay, this cop, Dennis Turner, clearly has issues. He clearly is a hurt individual, and hurt people hurt people. So whatever trauma this cop, Dennis Turner, hasn't dealt with, he passed on to this 6-year-old little girl. But F all that. Okay? He's been fired, but I really think he needs to be arrested. Okay, for child abuse, I don't know, assault on a child, something, okay? I think the school and the parents need to press charges, okay? Him being fired is not enough. That young girl is going to be emotionally traumatized probably forever. Therefore, I need a stiffer punishment for this cop, Dennis Turner, not just the firing, okay? I don't have anything more to say about this. I know there's people out there smarter than me that can figure out what this guy needs to be charged for. I just want the people of Florida to know and the world to remember the name Dennis Turner, former Orlando police officer, Dennis Turner. If he doesn't get prosecuted by the law, well, then the court of public opinion needs to convict him. Please give Dennis Turner the biggest hee-haw.
I mean, I don't understand it. He might not have kids. There's no way it's that possible. You would treat a 6-year-old like that.
It's possible. I know he don't have kids. I mean, listen, I can't say without a shadow of a doubt he don't have kids, but there's no way you got a daughter and you would treat somebody else's daughter like that.
I don't think
like
you
that.
Even have to have kids to know not to do that.
I don't know. I feel like an empathy.
I don't understand it. I mean, I started watching the video and then I just had to stop because I couldn't believe it. I was like, this got to be fake. I can't watch this. There's no way that you take a 16-year-old girl, put her in cuffs. She's screaming, please don't put me in the police car. No. Nope, nope, no. All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, sir.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.